Looking back over your career, one area that you've shown a great deal of leadership in is transportation and community. And saying that community and transportation are inextricably linked and that transportation professionals should be involved in helping to create a better quality of life. I'm curious, how did you do that at PennDOT and how do you plan to do that at SEPTA?
For me, obviously, they are absolutely inextricably linked. I came to this business. I'm a community and environmental planner and obviously love accomplishing, creating better quality of life for people who live in our communities, who work in our communities through transportation. And so at PennDOT, we came in. I was the first planner at PennDOT, and I believe I'm also the first planner here at SEPTA to lead both agencies. And it's very important. You know, we are in people's neighborhoods, right? And we are there to help them get around in the way that they choose. Every community is different. And when you take a look at it, I see my job as building better communities. I know a lot of times we consider ourselves in the transportation industry, maybe in the rail industry, in the train industry, in the highway industry, but we're really in the people industry, and we are helping people live the lives that they choose to live, and we're helping them enjoy it. And so we get people from one place to another, and that can mean different things. You know, maybe it's to get to work, maybe it is to take them home, maybe it's to see their children playing in a sporting event or a professional sporting team, taking care of an elderly parent, perhaps, or maybe, you know, just go out to dinner and enjoy themselves. While it means something different to everybody, it definitely means something that adds to their quality of life. And it's not only those who use our system here at SEPTA, but it's also those who enjoy the fact that we're taking vehicles off the road, right, as we improve, you know, our services. At PennDOT, I introduced PennDOT Connects, which I'm very proud of, a planning initiative where we would go out into our communities so that they could see that every dollar we invested in a transportation project was a dollar invested in that community. And we took a bigger look at how that project fit into those communities. Did it help with walkability? Did it help with people who wanted to travel by bicycle? Did it help with people who wanted to access transit? Did it help with freight movements? How did it help with environmental issues? How about flooding issues? And so we really tried to take a comprehensive look and to make sure that we had those conversations, because you can't find those things out by just looking at a river that you need to build a bridge over, or by looking at a road that needs to be widened, or, you know, by looking at a trail that needs to be built. You need to have those conversations and see what it means for the community. And because of that, I truly felt that, you know, we went from building bridges, you know, to building better communities. And I'm very proud of that effort.